Let's gather ourselves now around the fire in front of the lake and begin our process of lifting ourselves out of our ordinary consciousness into a heightened state of awareness where we're actually able to see through the veils. Your eyes are closed. And in your imagination, in your heightened imagination, find yourself in this magical place in the Himalayas, surrounded by the tallest mountains in the world, sitting on the shores of Lake Manasarovar, the great lake of consciousness. And on the shores of the lake is a sacred fire, which has been kindled within a very, very beautifully decorated fire pit. Kindled with mantras to the goddess Durga, in which we will help to kindle further with our own practice. As you sit around the fire, find a posture that's comfortable and relaxed and upright. Feel the sits bones grounding with the inhalation, the spinal column rising up through the crown with the exhalation, your chest lifting and opening. And just take a moment or two with the breath. We'll be doing this over and over again throughout the class. Take a moment or two to allow the inhalation to flow into any parts of your body that feel tight, and the exhalation to release any tension that you feel. Imagine yourself folding your hands into Anjali Mudra and making a bow to the fire. And create or remember an intention, a sankalpa that's very important to you, whether an intention for your experience in this class or in the course itself or in the whole of your life, recognizing that as you create this intention and offer it into the fire, you're actually offering it into the hands of grace. So imagine yourself now offering your intention into the fire with the mantra Om Rim Shrim Tum Durgayai Namaha. Om Rim Shrim Tum Durgayai Namaha. Om Rim Shrim Tum Durgayai Namaha. And now we're going to chant the mantras. Please find your paper. You might have heard me finding mine. Bring your attention into your heart, and we'll begin praising Shakti as Shankari, the source of the power of the Shakti Chakra, the circle of Shaktis, who, when she opens and closes her eyes, brings the universe into manifestation and dissolves it. And then we'll chant the Gayatri, Shakti Gayatri Mantra to Mohini, the deluding one who is also the one in whom we all take refuge. And finally, the mantra is calling upon the most auspicious aspect of Durga. So again, noticing the firmness of your posture, bringing your attention to the heart, we'll chant. Yasyon me shani me shabhyam jagata pralaya dayau tam shakti chakra vibhava Parabhavam Shankaram Stumaha. Sarva Mohinye Vidmahe Vishvacharanye Dhimahi Tano Shakti Prachodayat. Let's chant that one two more times. Sarva Mohinye Vidmahe Vishvacharanye Dhimahi Tano Shakti Prachodayat. Sarva Mohinye Vidmahe Vishvacharanye Dhimahi Tano Shakti Prachodayat. May we know she who enchants the universe. May we meditate on her in whom all beings take refuge. May Shakti illumine us. And finally, Sarva Mangala Mangalye Shive Sarvatra Sadike Sharanye Triambake Gauri Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute Narayani Namostute. We ask that through the power of our practice, all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. We ask that all beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. We ask that all beings know the sacred joy that lies beyond suffering. We ask to be poised in equanimity beyond grasping, aversion, and dullness. And we ask to know the equality, the interconnectedness of all that is. We're in front of the fire. In your mind's eye, you are watching the flames, and you're noticing that they arise and subside, and that with each arising, they reveal themselves to be filled with the form of Durga, the form of the warrior goddess who is dancing and leaping in the flames. You can imagine her purely as fire. You can contemplate her in form. Or you can also experience her as a mist of grace that rises like heat from the fire and enters your heart. So as you inhale the sense of Durga rising from the flames, inhale her now as the mantra Om Rim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. And as you exhale, offer the mantra back into the flames, recognizing that the fire is Durga, the mantra is Durga, your body is Durga, your breath is Durga. You're drawing in Shakti through the breath and through the mantra, and offering Shakti back to Shakti. Just let yourself relax meditatively into this moment. Don't try to understand it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to celebrate it. Don't try to dismiss it or ask yourself what's happening. Just rest in it. Rest in the felt sense of mantra arising and subsiding within your heart through the breath. Now fully turn your attention back on itself. And you can open your eyes if you like. See if you can, even with your open eyes, notice the presence of awareness. Notice how awareness is the context of your experience, the knowing substratum of everything that's going on, both in your mind, in your body, and in the environment. Notice how thoughts and feelings, as well as external environmental forces like my voice, are arising within this awareness. And notice how naturally this awareness witnesses the content of your experience. Awareness is aware of you. Awareness is essentially meditating on you all the time in an unchanging way. It really is the deepest substratum of mind, the ground of all your experience, Shakti, in the subtlest form in which we're able to experience her in ordinary consciousness. We could call this presence or the simple feeling of being. Just see if you can relax for a moment. With your eyes open or closed, into this awareness.